world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and want to make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Primetime on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Sports Radio 1080 The Fan, where if you are tuning in to find out where the Blazers will pick in the NBA draft, you're in luck!
Yes!
We're going to tell you, but not quite yet.
No.
Because they haven't revealed the picks yet.
No, but they're getting ready to. They're giving us all now the scenario, like, Philadelphia will actually lose their pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder if it's not in the top six.
Oh.
And, like,
okay.
The Kings will lose their pick
if it's not in the top 12.
If it's not in the top 12. So there's some different scenarios of so they're going through that, but we're actually going to get the draft reveal here, I would say, within the next 10 minutes. And remember, if we get to 10 and Portland has not come off the board, then it's okay.
They're in the top four.
Then it's okay to get your little Blazer pants super tight.
Tighten those babies up.
Yeah.
Pour you a nice cocktail. See where the Blazers land. They would be in the top four. Yeah, so the Suns are the one team that we know is picking for someone else, mm-hmm. or will pick for someone else.
Yeah.
That pick will go to Houston. Mm-hmm. So when you see the Suns pop on there, that will actually be the Rockets.
And this is something to keep an eye on, because obviously, you know, the Rockets have a gajillion draft picks, and they have a very young, talented team that finished very high in the Western Conference this year, but then got run. So the idea is, does Houston need to go out and do something to continue to let this young group marinate? Well, they've got a lot of picks, potentially get another high one here with Phoenix's pick. Giannis today, supposedly the reports were that Giannis is interested in sitting down with Milwaukee and maybe talking about his long-term future and maybe looking to go somewhere. Is there a team like Houston that says, all right, let's push our chips in the middle and go make a play for Giannis? Or, you know, does Houston can make a play for anyone this offseason, or if Oklahoma City falls short. So it's just something to kind of keep an eye on. I think Houston could be a very, very interesting team in this year's lottery. And then, you know, Portland too, regardless of what happens here, we would assume this offseason the decision on Anfernee Simons probably has to come at some point. You know, I can't imagine that Portland just has this roster that rolls out the same as it did last year. You would assume that there could be some movement in the offseason.
A lot of stars move in the NBA.
Yeah.
But, boy, outside of LeBroni,
mm-hmm.
when's the last time we saw a guy in his prime like Giannis that good switch teams?
Doesn't really happen.
Doncic?
Yeah, Luka. I mean, duh.
So, like, few months?
Yeah, a few months.
A few months ago?
You forgot about that.
Yeah, yes. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But outside
And that
of
was
it.
Just such a, like, a what in the hell happened
Yeah,
there?
That was kind of a one-off. I mean, generally speaking. Yeah. Like, Giannis is coming off one of his best seasons ever. I know they didn't, you know, they had some problems.
He's averaging 30 a game, for God's sake.
In the playoffs, but he's just been awesome.
And unlike Luka, he has led his team to an NBA championship before. And
yeah. He's a champion. He's at prime age. He's playing his best. Like, dude, the championship race next year could be, it's just, it a lot of it hinges on where the hell Giannis is playing.
Yeah. I mean, he is a guy that absolutely could tilt the tables. So I'm bringing up Anthony Davis. He's right on the cusp. And by the way, again, no one wants to give him credit for it. Anthony Davis did win an NBA championship in LA with LeBron. So
he did.
But, and that could be the sort of thing. You would assume that if Giannis ends up going to a place that doesn't have to gut their team, because normally, like, when a guy like Carmelo forces his way out and he ends up in New York, it guts the team. And nothing really happens. I mean, Lillard forcing his way out ended up in Milwaukee. We thought that was going to be a monumental shift, but Lillard was never the gravitational player that Giannis was, and obviously that didn't work out very well. And maybe the Giannis thing blows up, but you would think that Giannis ending up somewhere, and I think he's 30 years old. He's right around there. You would think that Giannis on a contending team, whether that be a Houston or someone like that, you would think that that would be a monumental shift.
Kevin Durant, when he went to the Warriors, mm-hmm. that's tough to beat.
But that's free agency.
Yeah, it wasn't right? trade, though.
That he got
trade. No, I know. I didn't say trade. I just a player
just
that...
Just moving.
Yeah, a player that good in his prime, moving... Durant at that time was...
And by the way, it led to...
28.
It led to two NBA championships.
So he was 20. He was even younger than Giannis. Already won an MVP. Uh-huh. So that's going to be tough to beat. So if you say LeBron the three times that he did it, KD... Because he went to Golden State, but also, I mean, you could say the Brooklyn. Yeah, he was a little older.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was 30.
He was 30?
Nope, 32.
Okay.
Because he was hurt, remember? He had the Achilles.
Yeah.
So that cost him a year. So he was 32 by the time he went to Brooklyn. So if you go LeBron the three times he moved, KD, Luka gets thrown in there, but Giannis is better than Luka.
Yeah.
So Giannis would be the second or third best player in their prime to move teams, if he does.
Shaq from Orlando to LA was a seismic shift.
How old was Shaq? He was pretty
young, and they had been to an NBA Finals, and I think it was Olajuwon that dispatched him. I think they swept him, and Shaq left Orlando, goes to LA, and we know eventually.
Yeah, he was only 24.
24, and that obviously took a little bit, but that led to Kobe, and that led to, you know, a dynasty there. So, I mean, these are the sort of moves that could absolutely rock the NBA. And by the way, if I'm Milwaukee, I do it. I would do it even if he didn't ask to. If you're Milwaukee,
you kind of have to.
You can't be left holding the bag.
You
there.
Can't. So he's got, I think, 2 years left. He talked about before Lillard came about, hey, he has said openly he needs two championships, right? He's not going to stick around and waste his time on a team that isn't competitive. So you went out, you made your swing with Lillard, and I applaud you for it. It didn't work. Lillard's on the back end of his career. He's coming off a torn Achilles. That ain't happening. And I don't think they own their first round pick until it's like 2030 something. They can't trade multiple ones because it's so far out. There's no avenue for them to get better. They've tried. They have tried multiple times, and they even, you know, tried to put some stuff around with the Kuzma deal. It didn't work. So if you're Milwaukee, you got two choices. You sit around for two more years and you let Giannis flounder and he gets pissed off, and in 2 years he walks. Or while he's still young, you go out and you try to pitch him to a Houston or an Oklahoma City or a Utah, or what, he wouldn't go to Utah, but a team that could win. And you get the biggest package you can for him, and you sell off everything else you have, and you just do a hard reset. You just do. It's the only way a team like Milwaukee is going to be competitive. You got a title out of Giannis, which is all you can ask for in a small market team. It's time to punt and get Giannis somewhere else and get a major haul for him coming back.
So a couple things. As we await the draft lottery order, they will reveal it when they come back from break. So... I don't know if we keep it here. Do we keep it here, Buckley? Or do we...
How long ago did they break?
A little on-air producing here. I don't know. They have a countdown clock. We did.
We'd probably break, come back, and then we can go the next one.
Yeah, they'll probably introduce the
Well, I will say that Cooper Flagg is there
for
some reason. Yeah. Well, it's kind of stupid.
It's kind of a big deal.
Well, I know, but like, why would you...
I don't know. Well, it's just...
They pay him to be there, you think?
The media hype. I think they encourage him to be there.
Where's Mallory Edens?
Build the brand.
Oh, is that
not a lottery team?
Is that the hot?
Yeah, Mallory Edens. She was the one. She was the Bucks owner.
Yeah,
owner's daughter.
Yeah,
Bucks owner's daughter, who was stooping Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah. Well, you got two choices.
But they're not in the lottery.
No, you either bring out the little kid for like the sympathy. You bring out like the player or the wily vet, or you go with the hot.
Well, remember it was the Cleveland. It was Dan Gilbert's son with the little bow tie that kept winning the number one pick.
Yeah.
Didn't they spend one of those on, was it Anthony Bennett?
I think one was Anthony Bennett, and I think the other was the other one LeBron, or was the other one Wiggins?
In that Anthony Bennett draft, was there another player to be drafted that was really good, or was it all just
crap? Take a look. And I think it was Wiggins, because I think they dealt it for Kevin Love, which did ultimately lead to a title, but not really.
All right, so the Blazers have a 3.7% chance of landing the number one pick. Will they get it? We're going to begin to find out next on The Fan.
Yeah. It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, we will get to Stockwatch in a moment.
It's getting interesting, though.
We have news to report.
Not for the Blazers, though. I'm going to need an ambulance, but not for me.
Okay, your Portland Trail Blazers, the NBA draft lottery is tonight. Your Portland Trail Blazers will select... Number 11. So that's not.
That is in Con Knipple rage, by the way. But also maybe Derek Queen.
Very much so.
The freshman of Maryland.
So cue the conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Because Washington and Utah have fallen out of the top four, and they had two of the three. They were two of the three teams with the best odds of the number one pick.
Yes.
They are both out. Utah will pick fifth. Washington will pick sixth. The four teams left are Philly,
mm-hmm.
Charlotte, Dallas,
and San Antonio.
And
San Antonio.
Is it San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay.
San Antonio is also picking 14th, yeah. But yes.
Yeah, they have the two.
They have the two.
So cue the conspiracy theorist that, what's his name? Who's the
Cooper Flagg?
No, who's the Mavs guy?
Nico Harris.
Nico got hooked
Nico
up.
Nico got hooked up here.
Hey, you ship what's his nuts?
Luca.
Slovenian boy.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it.
Life insurance? I can't afford it.
Did you do that?
I'm not putting it off. So no, I didn't touch anything.
We ship Luca out of town. You take all the heat. We give you Anthony Davis. And then, by the way, we also give you Cooper Flagg.
So the Spurs. So here's what we have so far. The Spurs will pick 14th, Atlanta 13th, Chicago 12th, Portland 11th, Houston 10th. That's that Suns pick.
Yeah.
Toronto 9th, Brooklyn 8th, New Orleans 7th, Washington 6th, Utah 5th.
Yeah.
What if Dallas gets the number one pick, dude?
Oh, well, what if San Antonio gets the number one pick?
Well, like I said, I was rooting for that. I wouldn't want to see Dallas get the number one pick. I think that's bullshit.
So if you're Dallas, you get Kyrie back off the injury, you're pairing Cooper Flagg with Kyrie and Anthony Davis. You get him in Philly, and if everyone stays healthy, you're pairing him with Maxey, you're pairing him with Embiid, you're pairing him with Paul George. If you put him in San Antonio, you're pairing him with Castle, with Fox. Oh, yeah, that Wemby guy. I guess if you're putting him in Charlotte, it's with LaMelo Ball and who's the kid out of Alabama?
Fears?
No, the went ahead of Scoot.
Brandon Miller.
So one of those things, not quite as exciting as the other, but I guess you could make the case.
Dude, the Mavs had a 1.8% chance of the number one pick.
And there they are.
1.8%.
Yeah.
This was, you're just poo-pooing the Blazers' skyrocketed chances of 3.7%. You're like, no way. Well, the guy in the team with 1.8 could get it.
Welcome Igor Demon to the Portland Blazers. Come on down, Igor.
No, it's Konka Nipple time.
Let's go. I swear to God, if they pick Con Knipple.
Oh, they're going
to
pick Con
Knipple. My head will explode.
And they're going to do it despite
my
you.
My head will explode if you do that.
All right, we'll keep you posted there at break. Let's get to our stock watch. Here is Ryan, Dr. Ryan J. Buckley, MD.
The third.
That's right. Fan.
Let's do a little NBA talk today. This on the heels of the Cleveland Cavaliers having their backs against the wall. Here's Kenny Atkinson on Donovan Mitchell.
What can you tell us about Donovan?
Left ankle injury. He'll get a MRI tomorrow.
So obviously there's just not much more you can say as far as availability.
I mean, no idea. I mean, you know, obviously he couldn't go in the second half. So, see what the MRI says.
Considering the one-seed Cavaliers losing their superstar and the commanding lead the Pacers have, buy or sell, the Pacers will win the Eastern Conference.
One, two, three, Cancun. No. I still think it's going to be the Boston Celtics. But fun fact, I was watching the hockey game, and then it went into intermission, and I flipped over because I was like, oh yeah, there's an NBA game. And I flipped over, and Indiana hit a three to go up by 41. In
life insurance.
Half.
Why are you putting it off?
Can't
afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage?
It'd be nice if we had an engineer.
Hey, you know what?
What the hell is going on?
It would be nice if I could have affordable life insurance. I would like that.
I'm staring at the board. I don't know where those sounds are coming from.
I don't know. I didn't touch anything.
I didn't either. I'm just sitting here.
This is trouble.
I have nothing in front of me. I'm not going to touch anything.
Perhaps we have opened up a new revenue stream. Ads during programming.
Boy, I love this. I love this.
Just interrupt the programming.
Yeah.
Well, very effective ad.
Oh, boy. The Hornets are picking four.
Sixers got...
So it's
three.
So none of the teams with the best odds to get number one got number one.
It's San Antonio or Dallas.
It's Dallas. Dallas got number one.
Dallas
dude.
Got one.
Dallas got number one.
Wow.
What the hell? No.
All time bailout. God.
No freaking way.
Wow.
No freaking way.
Is there a name for the sense of relief that Nico Harrison feels today?
The fix is in.
Dude, jeez. The fix is so in. I am sorry. I cannot be convinced this was not all set up.
They had a one, what is it, one?
1.8% chance.
They're the spot right behind the Blazers.
The fix is it.
Guaranteed.
You do a once-in-a-lifetime trade.
Lowest odds ever to win the lottery.
Once-in-a-lifetime trade that makes no sense to anybody. Then you have the commissioner come out and during a press conference say that the NBA ratings that kind of upticked in the second half. And he was glad because remember at the beginning of the year they were down and he alluded to a phantom trade that caused some interest. And then you have the lowest odds of all time and you get the number one pick that just happens to be supposedly this generational player. Come on!
Spitballing. If I may.
You need insurance?
No, I have life insurance.
But is it affordable?
But I tell you, you got my attention if you throw an ad right in our segments.
Yeah.
Like
I still don't understand.
Captive.
Those are high dollar ads.
Well, I see our boss, our new boss, Dusty, is sitting right out there. They're watching the draft.
Maybe he can fix it.
Yeah. Anyway, what if, remember when we were talking about the Luka trade and perhaps it's the new owner of the Mavericks dumping in order to get the team so bad they can move to Vegas because they're Vegas people?
Yeah.
What if this is the NBA saying, don't move to Vegas.
We'll give you
the number one pick.
I love conspiracy theories.
What about that?
This is fantastic. Look.
And the Spurs are picking two, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mavs one, Spurs two, Sixers three, Hornets four.
Now, let's just say three very interesting teams that are good.
Yeah.
Go 1, 2, 3. And the three teams that suck ass that no one wants to pay any attention to all fall out of the top three. Come on! Come on!
Dude, this is amazing. Okay.
Meanwhile, Portland at 11.
Back to our stock watch. What was the stock?
Yeah, the Pacers are going to win the East
now
that they have a commanding lead in their series and Boston looks shaky.
I really like my Pacers, but no, I think it will be, Boston too. Although if the Knicks win that series, then it could be the Pacers. About that,
yeah.
Is that a hot take?
Well, the Pacers, to give Indiana credit, which no one does, this will be the second year they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals. They have quietly Pritchard and company out there. They have put together nice little team,
good little club.
And yet we act like Indiana's like some slappy.
Well, only one fan personality had the courage to pick Indiana. I believe you're looking.
Schultzy was really.
I did it jokingly, though. I was saying, like, hey, my Pacers, I got the Pacers. And then, lo and behold, look how smart
somewhere
I am.
Somewhere Dave Letterman is thrilled.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's move on to a little NBA media news as GOAT joining some NBA coverage. They reported on this on ESPN. Here's Molly Karam.
Michael Jordan will serve as a special contributor to NBC's upcoming NBA coverage, the network announced. Stephen A.
In what capacity?
Oh,
that's what I want to know. Let me
as
tell
a contributor,
a contributor.
Giving analysis.
In what regard? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
analysis.
All right, an analysis. Well, first of all, obviously, we are talking about the GOAT, the greatest ever, okay? So certainly the qualifications are there. I just want to know, because you know that's my brother. Yes, I love my brother, Michael Jordan. I just want to know, is it going to be the Michael Jordan, you know, that you see on television, or is it going to be the Michael Jordan we speak to? Because it's the Michael Jordan we speak to. Oh, it's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. This brother, the things that he will say and the way that he says them and the way that he breaks them down, Lord have mercy. Molly, that's on another level. You understand? But if it's NBC and the little kids out there are watching, and, you know, he wants to mind his manners about every little syllable
Why
he
utters.
Why
am I listening to this? Turn it off. God,
well, different accents used to be can right. you do he used in to one great.
Buy or sell, you're off the Stephen A. 2028 presidential
yes.
ticket.
Yes, just kidding. Was that never wasn't... on it.
Stephen A. hyperbole aside, buy or sell that Michael Jordan appearing on NBC basketball NBA coverage is enough of a draw to get you to tune in.
No.
It will be for a lot of people.
Not for me.
I don't know if I don't know if it gets me. I'll tell you what, it puts it on my radar. It does. Look, if you told me that the greatest athlete in any sport was going to go on the coverage of something, especially the one like in the 30 for 30, or not 30 for 30, the Last Dance, I'm not going to do 9 annoying accents and change my inflection
Please,
37 different times. But if you get that Jordan, absolutely. And you don't hear from Michael. You just don't.
Right.
So, yes, this is going to be a huge deal if... And by the way, watch him now come on and do 8 seconds worth of something, and it goes
and
way
he's back. Like Magic Johnson.
He's like, this guy's a really good basketball player.
But potentially, this is massive. And if he wanted to, he could replace Barkley as the biggest voice in NBA media. I just don't know if he has any desire to, but it will get my attention. Don't know if it'll get me to tune in every night for every second, but this will get my attention.
And we talked about this in the last segment briefly, but this is Shams Charania on Giannis' future.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, has not made any firm decisions about his future. But sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career, he is open-minded about whether his best fit is in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere and exploring what those options outside of Milwaukee look like. Is it sensible for him to potentially leave? And I'm here in Chicago. This is the summit of Giannis Antetokounmpo. All 30 decision makers are descending upon this city. Now, agents all in town. There's going to be plenty of natural, substantive conversations that are going to be taking place here. And we've known over the last several years, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been very open-minded about at least expressing that he is going to explore options because his goal is to win a championship. He said it over the years that my goal, I only want to win and compete for rings. He said it on his brother Tanasi's podcast last month that if I don't retire, if I retire without winning a second championship, he's not going to be able to essentially sleep at night. And so that's his goal. What is that?
That's enough from Shams.
That was really long, too.
Yeah, it went too long.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. I'm off my game considering there's gremlins in the board throwing ads at us mid-segment.
Right.
So things are going a little wonky here. But buy or sell, now Vegas Odds still has the first game Giannis plays next season to be in a Milwaukee Bucks jersey. Buy or sell, he will be a Milwaukee Buck at the beginning of next season.
I don't think so. If Milwaukee has any sort of sense, and, you know, they've been an aggressive front office. This is it. Giannis was talking about leaving. You made the move for Dame. It didn't work. Dame tears the Achilles. He's on the wrong side of 30. You don't own your own first round pick, I think, until like 2031. You've given them away and then pick swaps. There's really no avenue for you to get better. You got two more years of Giannis under contract, and he's going to get increasingly unhappy. You make the move now. You call up Houston, and you see what you can get out of the Houston Rockets. How many first-round picks can you get? Maybe two young players and two ones, maybe three ones to go get a package from Houston. That's the one that makes sense. Hopefully Houston bites. If not, you start exploring the other young teams that Giannis would re-sign with because you can't ship him somewhere where he's going to be the only one because, again, he's not going to be happy. And he won't re-sign there. But yes, Milwaukee needs to be smart and do this. It's their only chance of flipping the page. This run is over, and it netted you a championship. And for a small market team, I think that's all you can really hope for, is your star got you an NBA championship, and now it's time to let him go and rebuild the next chapter of the Milwaukee Bucks.
So this is akin to when we were sitting here as Blazer fans saying, hey, love Damian Lillard, it's time to make a move. But this one is much more necessary for Milwaukee because of the player that Giannis is, considering his contract situation in 2 years, he's up. And then also just the fact that he's a MVP-level player in his prime. You have to flip the script on him and that franchise, and you have to do it this offseason.
Yes.
It only makes sense. If they hold on to him, that is maybe an owner saying, oh, can't let him go, or somebody's being stubborn because it does not make sense.
Nope.
You got to make the move. And it's why a lot of Blazer fans kind of knew that it's like when you traded Lillard, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yep.
Even though that trade's looking better and better, by the way,
as
time goes on.
Yeah, Dame has kind of fallen apart.
But exactly. But there's no way you could have predicted that. I just think Milwaukee's got to do it. The Stockwatch each Monday brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Somebody gets their own day in Eugene. And how do you feel about daily express trips to the coast? How do you feel about that? Those items next on In the News, on The Fan. Here's Buck. All right. Well, we got to the bottom of our misfire life insurance ad.
Can I tell you, real quick, before we reveal the cause of that, which is just phenomenal.
This is great.
Watching Dusty in real time figure out the dumb crap that he has to deal with now that he is our boss is amazing.
It's Dusty's first day on the job.
Yeah, officially.
And he's still here.
Yeah.
And, of course, he had to host this show.
Yeah.
And I went out there and told him about what happened, because we don't have an engineer now.
No.
So it's a little... It's like, so if you didn't hear, we had a life insurance ad that wasn't in our stack, just like fire off right in the middle of our segment twice. One time, maybe 3 seconds. Another time, maybe 6 seconds. I don't know.
Here's the situation.
And then it went off.
Yeah, if we need affordable life insurance, which, you know, who doesn't?
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, I think Odyssey should start doing that.
I love
The ads should not be pre-planned. No. They should just fire off whenever.
Yeah.
Because then it catches people off guard and they listen.
No, and we shut up because we're like, what just happened?
Oh, life.
And now
I do
all of a sudden, we do need life.
And now
insurance.
We're commenting on it. It's like extra value. Yeah.
So it was a little worrisome. And we ran out there and we were like, Cooley, Dusty, you got a problem.
No.
This would normally be Joey's forte, but he's not here anymore. And Dusty just came in during the break and let us know that the culprit behind the life insurance ad firing off twice was none other than the great
and
new assistant brand manager.
Hold on, everybody.
Jason Swagger.
It's
from home.
Remotely
effing with our program.
It's
thank you.
Over, we think.
Does Dusty regret being brand manager? Yes or no?
I think we know the answer to that. I love the idea that somewhere Swag is out in Hillsboro randomly firing off insurance ad spots, unaware that he's playing them on the air.
How can he even do that?
I don't know.
Is that? Did you know you could do that, Bob?
He has remote access to wide orbit so that he can adjust the stacks.
Perfect.
And he can change things.
Why not?
But
great idea.
Generally not the best
access.
Practice to do it while we're on air.
I'm going to get remote access to the
station. No,
yes,
I
am. I'm putting it on my laptop. And you know what's going to happen? I'm gonna throw in cool bits from me during Dirt and Sprague.
Ruff's just firing off fart. He wakes up in the morning, just reaches over in a stupor, starts firing off fart drops.
Actually, didn't Joey tell you he could do this for you for like remote broadcasts?
Yeah.
That he could sync you up with the board?
Yeah. Yeah, I can get... Did you know this? Not to... get like two in the weeds,
but
here,
we're about to get into
who
the
cares. I can on my laptop, or you if you wanted it, when we're on remote, we can play the drops.
Oh,
from our, we can access our computer system from
look
that,
at us
from those laptops.
Except,
not that we will,
under no circumstances should anyone, including Swag, be given remote access. This is like handing out nuke codes, and now look what's happened,
taking the confidential documents home with you.
This is not good. Especially of all people, Swigard.
I know.
For God's sake.
But I mean, my God, if I told you, hey, somebody at the Fan's responsible for that, who are you naming? Swigard.
And
you're going instantly to Swaggart.
Yeah, and they would be like, there's no way Swag could do that. He's not even in the building and yet. Yeah,
that's so on brand for Swaggart not to be on the building and fire, not to be in the building and firing off spots.
Still finding a way to do it.
All right, it is May 12, 2025, time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so, so very much, you little...
Darlings?
Darlings.
There you go. Hello, darling.
It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Nurses Day.
Oh, go nurses.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have a former nurse. Actually, dude, your kid.
So many nurses in our family. Well, yeah. My brother is a nurse.
Yeah.
His wife is a nurse.
Nice play, nurse.
My wife is a ex-nurse.
Yes.
My son is a nurse. His friend is a nurse. And I'm a nurse.
It's a lot of nurses. You're a nurse too, huh?
My mom's a nurse.
Really?
Yep.
She put a low brow for the Buckley family.
Well, I mean, she did finish her nursing career in medical device sales as a clinical
expert.
See, that's better.
That's big money.
Yeah.
But she worked at the bedside for 30 years.
Medical device sales. It was also National Nutty Fudge Day.
Oh, well, I'm not a huge fudge guy, but if I am going to have fudge, I would like to have nuts in it, so.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Nuts make fudge and chocolate better, do they not?
Depends on the nut.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I couldn't agree more.
No, you throw any nut in there, it's going to be better.
I don't know, man. I don't need a bunch of walnuts around.
What? Dude, walnuts are delightful.
Yeah.
Very mid.
Throw an almond in there.
We think!
Sabrina Ionescu, who is a legend at the University of Oregon,
yes,
is set to return to Eugene as the Liberty face off in the game against the Ducks. Right?
No.
No, it's an,
exhibition game preseason. A foreign team, I thought.
Okay. The city has declared, that's tonight. We were going to air it for you, but we can't because the WNBA won't let us.
Yeah. They're doing this where they're bringing the WNBA stars back to their hometown.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark played back at Iowa last week, and it's a whole thing.
So they have declared May 12th Sabrina Ionescu Day in Eugene.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
She was at the Met Gala the other day looking great. She has played against the Toyota Antelopes.
Now, are they from Japan or are they just sponsored by the car company?
I don't know. Are you really asking me for a hot Toyota Antelope stock?
I kind of want to know where, the Toyota Antelope all about?
Hold on. See what we can do.
It is kind of cool, though. I've seen some stuff about this. She has said that because her last season in Eugene ended with the whole COVID thing and having their run cut short and not really doing any of the pomp and circumstance that you would, that this is kind of her official farewell to Eugene. So she tweeted over the weekend that she and her teammates would be down at Rennie's over the weekend, which they were.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's going to be a cool thing tonight.
By the way, you are correct. The Toyota Antelope are a professional women's basketball team in Japan.
Okay.
And fun fact, they're from Nagoya, the hometown of the BTJ.
You should get her some tickets.
Wow. That is the hometown BTJs. They should be the Toyota BTJs, big time Japanese.
Do you think she knows any of them?
I'm going to say no. In fact, I guarantee she has no idea who the Toyota Antelopes are.
Well, just by association, I think that makes the Sakanic household a Toyota Antelopes household.
I think that's right. I think you got to go down there and get your Toyota Antelopes pom-poms.
I think what time's the game start?
And head on down.
It's at 6.
I got to go right now.
You got to leave.
Traffic is going to be problematic. Maybe we catch the second half. If only there was a radio station that I could listen to it on. Oh, wait, there's not.
I will give the radio station a little credit. They tried to air it.
They tried.
But the WNBA ain't having that.
Fortunately, we will not get to see the foolproof strategy of Yuko Ogami, head coach of the Toyota Antelopes, who recently played a game against the Dallas Wings of the WNBA. I don't know what that score was.
Day trips to the coast just got easier. That story next on The Fan. All right, this is In the News for May 12, 2025.
By the way.
And I would like to, real quick, I would just like to point out that because we do not have to break in any modicum of time for the Hot 5 at 5, you will get a full ITN segment here.
Well, we were talking about the R Toyota Antelopes.
Even though we're late.
Playing.
Yeah. What'd you find out?
The evil New York Liberty. I think they want the hometown gal to win these games. The Toyota Antelopes last Saturday played the Dallas Wings. That score was 119 to 52.
This is the same team?
Yeah. Something tells me the Toyota Antelopes are the Washington Generals of the WNBA. When you're going home for the Star to play their homecoming game, they give you the Antelopes.
What if they beat him? What if the Antelopes win?
I think that would be a bit of an upset. Shocker. Again, 52-119.
Shocker in Eugene. And by the way, when do we start to have professional sports franchises just named after products?
Well, we do. I mean, Team Toyota Antelopes.
No, that's in Japan. Yeah. I'm saying in the United States.
Oh, it's only...
No longer cities.
Well, we have the New York Red Bull.
Yeah, but that's New York. Yeah, that's a good one, though. But I mean, I just mean, like, no city name.
No city.
It's just going to be, like, the Chevrolet Wildcats
Chevrolet
or
Mets.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming. And by the way, it's probably going to be a college team fairly soon. It's on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I said that your favorite college, like BYU?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's no longer going to be called Brigham Young University. At least the football team isn't.
The Filson Cougars.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're the Filson Cougars or you're the champion Cougars. But I told you, you have to do that. Yeah. You have to call it that.
Yeah.
But you're going to get, I don't know, let's say $10 million extra in NIL monies.
It would be depending, because if it was like Filson, it'd be awesome because I love Filson. But if we were like the Vagisil Cougars, it could get uncomfortable, right? We're like,
not probably with the Vagisil.
Two fingers of the oily bomb and we're all good. Like, it would depend
on you guys like the delay of us thinking about that before we actually left?
For a second, I thought it wasn't going to land.
Took me a second.
Landed.
Right? Like, it all depended on, you know, like if you're going to be a product. I think the New York Red Bull, that's kind of a cool name. Right? Like, for a soccer team, that works. But if you were like, if you were the New York, I don't know, the New York Pepsi.
Well, like, in Japan, one of the baseball teams is the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Yeah.
And it's like, people confuse them as being the Ham Fighters, but it's like they're sponsored by Nippon Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's coming our way pretty soon here. Look, the WNBA has yet to turn a dollar, ever. In a quarter century of playing?
You mean a profit.
A profit, yes. Yeah. They've never made dollar one. I'm sorry, but if a team came to an owner and was like, yeah, you're no longer the, you know, you're no longer the Portland whatever we're going to be, and you're now going to be the Nike whatever, they're like, sure, sign me up for it. Thanks for the money.
What if it starts with Portland's team?
I mean, the Nike Trailblazers, you could do a lot worse, right?
Yeah.
What about the sports bra...
The
sports bra ladybuds.
The sports bra thorns?
I don't know.
That sounds painful.
The sports bra... No, I'm talking about the WNBA team.
Oh, yeah.
What would you name? What are we going to name the WNBA team?
I thought of something, but I'm going to just shut my mouth.
Why?
Well, the sports bra, there was the natural, you know, we were just...
Yeah?
Good. Oh, the sports bra naturals?
No, but that's pretty good.
Thinking... Were you thinking Bavarian Milkers?
Thinking more along the lines.
Those are your own words.
Thinking those like some not... Bavarian Milkers.
Context matters.
See?
Context matters. I think maybe the sports bra D's. You know?
Oh, there you go. God.
I mean, we could do the sports bra A's, right?
The A cups? Why is that so funny?
I was thinking the A's because of the athletics.
What about the sports bra straps?
Yeah, you could do something like that. You know, keep it classy.
Well, day trips to the coast just got easier. Starting Memorial Day weekend, Portland area residents can take an express route to and from select Oregon beaches. Mm. Now, that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, except we don't have high-speed transport anywhere.
Exactly.
Not yet.
That's why I thought this story a tad misleading.
Yeah.
Because when I hear that, I'm like, ooh, wait, what? All it is just somebody driving you out to the coast.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just a clickbait headline? What?
Well, it's just they use the word express, and that leads us to...
Think faster.
But of course we know that infrastructure is not there, so what do we even... Like, I mean, the joke's really on us, you know?
Yeah,
like
it's
we
just,
knew it wasn't going
to
be high
catching
speed.
Catching a ride out to the coast.
Exactly.
It's so stupid.
So it says, this is from the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. Building on the region's growing network of car-free travel options, the North Coast Express offers a new stress-free way to experience the North Coast No keys required. Riders can enjoy a full day of coastal exploration or plan a longer stay with flexible return date ticketing. It is a seasonal transit service. A transit service will depart from Beaverton Sunset Transit Center from Friday through Sunday, launching on May 23rd and ending in late August.
So I'm just renting a, I'm just getting a bus.
Yeah, pretty much. They will depart at 9:30, stops in Seaside, Cana Beach, and Astoria before returning to Beaverton at 8:30 p.m. That is the northbound express. The southbound express departs at 10 a.m. and stops at Rockaway Beach and the Tillamook Creamery before returning at 8 p.m.
Cool, you've rebranded Greyhound. Awesome.
Now, and you can use either route for midday connections to other destinations along the coast.
It's a good thing that, you know, we don't have high-speed rail in the United States, because that would be terrible, because then you could actually have express.
I mean, is it a fair gripe to wonder why the hell we don't have high-speed rail in the United States?
You could make the argument that we've always been built. I had this discussion when I was in Italy with my buddy. We just have always been built for cars. We're a society built on cars, and because we're so spread out, and we're so far behind the eight ball now that costs would prohibit it. The estimate to build 1 mile of high speed rail in the United States, depending on the terrain and buying the land, between $55 and $500 million to build 1 mile of high speed rail.
But you know, because we're so spread out, you would think that that would have been like something many years ago that they would have gotten on.
Like it would have been a priority because it could solve such a need. Yeah,
we would have had to start it
decades
ago, and now we're behind the eight ball, and the cost is just so astronomical.
How much are round trip tickets to this hot coastal express?
That is the least expressy thing ever. That's going to take so long to drive there.
Would you like to guess?
I'll go like $60.
$49.99 passengers traveling with one personal item and carry-on item. Those traveling with larger items like bicycles or surfboards will pay $59.99.
Yeah, I'm good.
So there you go. The new
is there demand for this? Do we think people are shelling out $50 to go to the coast and back?
Great question. Don't know. I mean, I get the idea of it.
Yeah,
too. You know, but I don't know. I don't know about that.
It's not going to be me.
I think it's easier to just drive.
I would tend to agree.
I mean, it's not that far.
Public transit in our country is a great idea in theory until you actually have to use it.
But this is designed to reduce passengers' travel carbon emissions by almost 80%.
Yeah.
So.
But when you're in Europe, you use it all the time. Japan, all the time. Here, not so much.
That's your In the News for May 12, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. Thank you. Thank you very much. Coming up next, and the Blazers will pick not number one when we return on The Fan.